Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It is time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here after all the Thanksgiving feasts.
Trimmings, many Cheers. Trimmings and desserts food.
Did it turn into any business news?
It didn't, unless you consider the fact that I helped the economy by eating my weight in Thanksgiving food.
There you go.
So that was a plus.
The turkey industry is happy with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Also a plus, Juan, lately have been the unemployment numbers in terms of them going down and job growth numbers, which have been going up, not only here in Rochester, but of course in many metro areas around the state and the country. We got new numbers recently from the state labor department on the metro area unemployment rate for Rochester, and for October it was 3.5%. That compares to 4.7% a year ago. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says that puts the local unemployment rate among some of the lowest jobless rates we've seen in recent years.
Unemployment in the Rochester area declined substantially in recent months, and at the same time, hiring remains especially strong. In fact, employment currently stands near historically high levels. As a result, the unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in October, its lowest level in nearly 20 years.
One sector that has been weak in recent years, manufacturing, has seen signs of stability, according to Marino. She tells us that manufacturing employment in this region has remained above the previous year's level for each month so far this year. Last week, the State Labor Department did say the Rochester metro area saw an increase of 4,100 private sector jobs in October compared to a year ago. We expect to learn more later this morning about the ongoing plans for the so-called TAP, or Testing, Assembly, and Packaging facility that is part of the local photonics effort. State and local officials will be at that facility later today up on Lake Avenue near Eastman Business Park with an update on the facility, which has been in development for a number of months now. The building is the headquarters for the local AIM photonics effort, as they call it. That is a public-private partnership that has garnered millions of dollars in federal and state investment. Officials say some companies will begin working with AIM Photonics soon to utilize that TAP facility on Lake Ave. At the University of Rochester, the Warner School of Graduate Education and Human Development has named a new dean. Ananda Mari, who is vice president and head of outreach and education at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, will fill that role. He's been hired for a five-year term. He replaces Rafaela Barassi, who has served as the Warner School dean for 18 years. Barassi's continuing on at the Warner School as founding director of the New Learning segment in the Digital Age Center. An area communications company says it has launched state-of-the-art fiber optic internet phone and security services. Empire Access says that through its recent acquisition of the Ontario County fiber optic ring, it can now offer fast internet to homes and businesses in Canandaigua. The company says many areas comparable to the size of Canandaigua do not currently have an option to access fiber optic internet. New York State recently announcing a series of initiatives to encourage the purchase and increase the convenience and accessibility of electric vehicles. The State Power Authority identifying 32 locations to start with for the fast charging stations, including here in Rochester. Construction will begin next spring. They're also going to have those high-speed charges for the electric cars installed along the thruway. And M&T Bank says Christopher Kay's been named Executive Vice President and Head of Consumer Banking, Business Banking, and Marketing. He comes to M&T after serving as Chief Innovation Officer at Humana. Before that, he worked at Citi Ventures and also in senior positions at Target. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.